step in to the savory moment. Supermarket tomatoes are famous, or infamous, for their lack of flair. Picked long before they've had a chance to develop their true talent, supermarket tomatoes are a flavorless rendition of who they dreamed of becoming back on the vine. We keep eating supermarket tomatoes because sometimes that's all we have, and we know what a good one should taste like. Sweet from sugars like glucose and fructose, and tangy from rich supplies of citric, ascorbic, and malic acids. A good tomato is also known for having a savory taste, thanks to high levels of natural MSG, also found in things like cheese, mushrooms, poultry, seafood, and meat. It's no accident that large tomatoes are often called beefsteaks. The outlook for supermarket tomatoes improves with two secret ingredients: salt and a kitchen counter. Always store your tomatoes outside the refrigerator because cold temperatures turn off flavor genes. Also, slice your tomatoes a half hour before serving and sprinkle with salt. Then rest at room temperature. This liberates the volatile flavor chemicals that result in tastiness. Also, salt enhances tomatoes' natural MSG while suppressing any bitter flavors that might be present that mask the sweetness of glucose and fructose. Supermarket tomatoes treated with salt and a kitchen counter become like a musician who, while admittedly never making it to the Grand Ole Opry, still has a pretty good time jamming in someone's living room on weekends. Serve a bowl of these dreamers with something else that's sweet, tangy, and meaty, like Dungeness crab with a squeeze of lemon. Find the full recipe for kitchen counter tomato salad at savorymoment.org. From the studios of KCAW in Sitka, Alaska, I'm Beth Short Rhodes. Whatever is on your dinner table tonight, may you savor the moment.